our high calling. And to knowledge temperance, March 4th. And to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, 2 Peter 1:6. To knowledge must be added temperance. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Athletes cheerfully comply with the conditions in order to be trained for the highest taxation of their physical strength. They do not indulge appetite, but put a constant restraint upon themselves, refraining from food which would weaken or lessen the full power of any of their organs. Yet they fight as one that beateth the air, while Christians are in a real contest. Combatants in the games seek for mere perishable laurels. Christians have before them a glorious crown of immortality, incorruptible. And in this heavenly race, there is plenty of room for all to obtain the prize. Not one will fail if he runs well, if he does according to the light which shines upon him, exercising his abilities, which, to the best of his knowledge, he has kept in a healthful condition. Any habit or practice which will weaken the nerve and brain power or the physical strength disqualifies for the exercise of the next grace which comes in after temperance, patience. A man who is intemperate, who uses stimulating indulgences, beer, wine, strong drinks, tea and coffee, opium, tobacco, or any of these substances that are deleterious to health, cannot be a patient man. So temperance is a round of the ladder upon which we must plant our feet before we can add the grace of patience. In food, in raiment, in work, in regular hours, in healthful exercise, we must be regulated by the knowledge which it is our duty to obtain, that we may, through earnest endeavor, place ourselves in right relation to life and health.